Exactly half nine in the morning. Allison Curtis with you on Weekend Breakfast. April is Autism Awareness Month, as I mentioned, and as I am is Ireland's national autism charity that began in 2014. And to join me now to talk more about this and a special initiative with Super Value is CEO of As I Am, Adam Harris. Adam, how are you?
Good morning, Alison. Lovely to talk to you again.
I know. I'm sad now it's not in studio this time. Listen, Adam, can you just tell people a little bit about As I Am, just in case they don't know?
Yeah, absolutely. So As I Am is Ireland's national autism charity. I established the organisation 7 years ago based on my own experiences growing up on the autism spectrum. And our vision is to create a society where every autistic person is accepted as they are and has the opportunity to fully participate in the community. So we want to make Ireland an autism-friendly country.
Absolutely. And the importance of Autism Month being April and the fact that, you know, there's a month-long campaign, that is important, isn't it?
I think it's really important because what it does is it creates an opportunity for us to discuss with wider society the barriers autistic people face every day. 1 in 65 people in Ireland are autistic, so everybody is interacting with autistic people every day. Mm. But the reality is that many of the barriers autistic people face in the community are invisible. In recent years, we've come a long way in terms of awareness, but unfortunately not to the same extent in terms of understanding and acceptance. You can be aware of something without understanding it, and if you don't understand, you can't help. There's a reality that maybe day-to-day things that most people take for granted, like going to the supermarket, getting on a bus, presenting for a job interview, they can be extremely overwhelming experiences for autistic people. Mm. Autistic people adapt every day for a world that isn't really built for us. But if the public could just make small changes to meet the autism community halfway, that could have a life-changing impact for our community.
Absolutely. And Adam, you guys have outlined 10 different ways, and I've retweeted those, and we'll tweet them on our Today FM account as well. But just if you could go through a few of them that, you know, they might not be things that we think to do, but they could make a massive difference.
Absolutely. I think, you know, COVID-19 has created unprecedented challenges for the autism community. The loss of routine and structure coupled with the removal of support services has really brought the autism community to an unprecedented juncture in terms of the challenges that we're facing. And I suppose this April, what we're asking people to do is to reflect on maybe little things they could do that would make a big difference in the community. And I think this is the important thing. They're small actions. I think when people hear autism, they might think they need to have very extensive expertise, but we're really talking about a form of diversity in the community.
Okay.
So in Super Value stores across the country, we have a free guidebook that people can pick up. And it gives 10 different actions that people can take. And these are things, for example, like being clearer. In Ireland, we use very rich language, a lot of jargon, lots of figures of speech. And for autistic people, they can be quite confusing. So being conscious of, are you being clear in your communication?
Okay.
Many autistic people can take longer to process information, need a little bit more time to think about what's being asked and what their response is. So it's about being patient. And that's particularly important at the moment when there's been so much change and so much...
Yes.
additional new rules and realities to process. It's about being aware of the sensory environment.
Right.
When we think about day-to-day environments, let's think about going to the supermarket. You know, you've got the till beeping, you've got the announcements overhead, you've got lots of people in the environment. That can make it quite challenging for autistic people to interact and to manage in certain situations.
Okay.
We're asking people to be mindful of that. One of the things we've been very proud to do at Super Value across the country is the autism-friendly shopping times, where we just make the environment
yes.
a little bit more calm. Critically, we're asking people to reach out. Autistic people are 4 times more likely to experience loneliness than people who are not autistic. And in particular, autistic adults have become very isolated over the last year. 85% of autistic adults are unemployed or underemployed. And when you couple that with, obviously, all of the restrictions, people have really, in many instances, become quite isolated. So we're asking people, you know, I think people have been very kind over the year in terms of thinking about reaching out to people in the community.
Yeah.
So we're saying, would you remember the autism community? Would you try and find ways to reach out and include and keep that dialogue going?
And Adam, something that I think is really critical, and certainly when we, you know, people listening to our show, a lot of people have smaller children, and just ingraining a language code, I suppose, that is not damaging from a very young age.
I think that is so important. I think for a very long time we've approached autism as a set of deficits, nearly
yes.
like a long list of things a person can't do. And, you know, I really believe language does inform the culture and the world
yeah.
that we live in. And I think, you know, really the words that autistic people are most used to being hearing are no and can't, you know, no, you can't do this, no, you're not able to do that. And then up to and including, you can't get the support you need, you can't get a school place, you can't get a job. Well, what we want to do this April is turn that negativity into positivity and turn no's into yeses. So we're asking people to say yes to autism acceptance, moving beyond awareness into acceptance. And we want to talk about the strengths of autistic people. There's many, many benefits from seeing the world in a different way.
Absolutely.
And we need people like that in the community.
And Adam, sorry,
strength-based approach.
As well, just I want to, as a final point, to say that again, we're going back to the language, but just I saw a lot of people, when I mentioned you were going to be on the show, a lot of people on my own Instagram account were like, Alison, it's acceptance versus awareness. And I think it's maybe, as you just put it, it's the step beyond. And yes, awareness, as you said, you can all have an awareness to something, but an acceptance is actually putting in behavior that is beneficial too. So I think it's an amazing initiative. And Adam, will you just give out the details of As I Am, where people can find you guys?
Absolutely, because I think what's important to say is demand for our services because of COVID-19 are up 280% because the community's been facing so many challenges. So as part of the Autism Month Say Yes campaign, we're asking people to pick up that guidebook and super value to make one small change, but also to donate to As I Am. You can do that at asiam.ie/donate,
okay.
Or you can text asiam to 50300 to donate €4. That's asiam to 50300.
Adam, next time you have to come into the station, okay? Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Thank you for your time
this
morning.
Bye. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.